Mood molds the body. You are quite right. There is a lot of nonsense being said about the body. Since it is the only body you and I know anything about, our sensible course is to be good to it, not neglect or despise it. Thereby we expect to gain a better body. You are not far from the fact when you say that your thought and your mood construct the body. This is why Dr. Oliver Wendell Holmes used to pray, "Build me more stately mansions, O my soul, as the swift seasons roll." And since we build a new body every 12 months or so, we should, with the passing of the years, learn to build more robust and prepossessing structures rather than shabbier ones. This is precisely what smart people are doing. Now and then you observe some friend who is making a pretty successful attempt. You exclaim, "Why, Charlie looks 10 years younger than he did the last time I saw him." How important it is that we fill mentality with sound thought, for one does not live by bread only. In charming verse, Samuel Longfellow speaks of life which maketh all things new. It makes you, in every part and faculty and function, new each day. It starts you out each morning in a new program, with freer step and fuller breath. How apropos are these lines from Ethel Colwell Smith. Have you not noticed today is brand new? No second hand ever is offered to you, unless carelessly you mull the used old one, and sully the new with yesterday's cold one. Today is untouched as a smooth square of stone. You carve what you want with thoughts of your own. You better take care and trim as you should, for tomorrow retains today's quota of good. Sing a small prayer, then work with a will. God is right there, so why not be still and glorify Him as He glorifies you? With thanks for today, it's always brand new.